Hello and welcome to another installment of the MSIRN Monthly podcast series titled, I'm Just an Ambulance Driver. In this podcast, we talk about safety culture and some additional outlooks within an organization. The first day of a new job can be scary, exciting, and quite possibly set the stage for how a new hire behaves with respects to safety.
When I first walked in, I guess it would be kind of intimidating just because you're the outsider and people have to get to know you.
That was Jane EMT, a newly certified EMT, commenting on her experiences as a new EMS volunteer. Jennifer Streeter, a human resource consultant and writer, suggests that the new hire's perceptions of the organization on that first day can be critical, important with respect to assimilating that employee to the organization's culture.
When you think about the new first day on the job for a new employee, many employers look at it from they've now filled their vacancy. And when the new employee comes in, employers need to remember that that new person still on the outside looking in. In some cases, people may still be making a decision, is this the right organization for me? It may be, it may not be, but they still could be evaluating past their original interview.
We asked Jane EMT to comment on her initial impressions of her first few days volunteering.
I would say the organizational culture was very friendly. Everyone knows each other pretty well. Seems like they're all a little family. They're all really close.
Many of us have been in EMS agencies with a family-like atmosphere. Jennifer Streeter characterizes this type of atmosphere as a double-edged sword for new hires.
Depends on the dynamics of how they consider themselves a family. In some family cultures, organizations will look and they will say, we're very close, we feel as though we're family, but on the periphery, they're really not. And then you have the extreme on the other end of the spectrum that allows people to be a family. A couple of things can happen. And one, in an organization, depending on its size, that can very easily form clique. And if you form a clique for then other new people coming in, that's difficult for some people to break those cliques and to get into that family. For other family-style cultural environments, if there is still a level of professionalism where the family aspect is still held somewhat at bay, then it can be a positive if everyone understands where the line of demarcation is between being a professional and being family. It's also very difficult when you look at performance reviews and evaluating individuals and their performance, and then also giving constructive feedback. If you have an extreme case of family-oriented values, people may not get the feedback they need to do some type of improvement.
EMS culture research is in its infancy, and it is unclear exactly how many EMS organizations possess this family-like atmosphere. What we do know, based on research from outside of EMS, is that the linkage between organizational culture and human resource issues is strong. One study in particular examined 3,000 registered nurses and their first job experiences. This one study linked high turnover in the first year to poor perceptions of working conditions and culture. In those first few days or years of work, new hires may observe behaviors that raise or lower their perceptions of the organization's culture and ultimately impact how they behave or if they decide to stay in the organization. We asked Jane EMT to comment on her first few days and weeks of volunteering with two established crew members. We asked her to comment on the behaviors and interactions that dealt with safety.
This is the partners that I normally work with when I'm there too. It made me feel confident because they were both so comfortable with each other. And they seemed like they were really relaxed with what they had to do. Like they've done it before, that I never felt unsafe. I mean, yeah, of course you drive fast when the sirens are on and the call comes in, but they both look out for each other. Like I noticed the EMT in the passenger side, while the paramedic's driving, would always, you know, watch out on in intersections or when we were taking a bend. and likewise when the EMT was driving and the paramedic was in the passenger side.
There were a few instances where Jane noticed potentially unsafe practices.
When you get the dispatch for something that's minor, I did notice it. Like, I would try to put my BSI on. They'd be like, oh, no, you don't need it. It's just a fall. So we would go into the room, and I guess a lot of the patients, they already know who they are because they call so frequently. So, yeah, you definitely notice that it's a little more relaxed when you're going to a call like that versus something or somewhere that they're not used to.
Jennifer Streeter suggests that the key to exposing new hires to an organization's culture and the safe and positive behaviors that the organization expects of its employees starts with a well-structured orientation program.
In many cases, employee assimilation really boils down to the first day and employee orientation. Companies that I've seen that have not assimilated folks well and have had bouts of high turnover and other attrition problems are because they do not have a good onboarding process for employee orientation. So they may bring somebody in but never discuss the mission, vision, and values and jump straight to the tactical components of why they hired the person for the job.
Lack of a good orientation to an organization's culture, aka the way we do things around here, can be disastrous.
So if you have somebody that comes in, the employer is not prepared, the workspace is not ready to go, there's not a clear understanding of what's going to happen that first day, that person, and I have had some experiences where I've seen this with new employees, they'll walk out at lunchtime and not come back. Because they may see the employer as disorganized, not genuine about hiring them, and they will put themselves back out on the open job market and continue to look.
Even in today's economy, many EMS organizations suffer from high turnover. EMTs are looking for better pay and opportunities. Some may be leaving due to poor perceptions of the agency's culture. Our understanding of organizational culture, safety, or otherwise, is limited. Few tools have been developed, adapted, and tested in the EMS setting. Be on the lookout for a new publication in the October issue of Pre-Hospital Emergency Care. That publication, authored by Drs. Patterson, Wang, and others, highlights wide variations in EMS safety culture across a sample of 61 EMS agencies. To learn more about MSARN or to hear our other podcast, log on to www.msarn.org. For MSARN, my name is Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you. Good day.